talking with John Coleman. Well, John, what happened today?
Well, the rocket was on the launcher and everything was going very nicely to plan. When it came, the countdown came to zero. The kerosene valve opened as expected, but the oxygen valve didn't open. That left us with a lot of burning kerosene on the ground. This kerosene basically set fire to all of the wiring and stuff around the base part of the rocket, and severed the links between the rocket and the ground. This led the computer on the board of the rocket to think that it had actually been launched, and so it went into the automatic deployment sequence for the parachutes. And so 65 seconds after that link was cut, it fired the pins that hold the nose cone on and fired the push rod that pushes it off to deploy the parachute. Soon after that, we lost telemetry, but from talking to Mark Blair in the EC2 up there in the bunker, what happened after that was that the fire on the ground leaked back into the kerosene tank and actually blew up the kerosene tank. That caused the whole rocket to break in half, and all of the oxygen line that runs through the kerosene line started dumping its oxygen very quickly, which forced the rocket to fly off the rail and land on the ground a few metres in front of it. And that left the sort of half the rocket on the rail burning and the other half thrashing around on the ground a few metres downrange. And that's where it is now. We're just waiting for the safe time before we can go out and inspect it.
Now, you had a video camera aboard. Were you able to see any of this happening on the video?
Yes, we got all of this right up to the point where the nose cone fell down and hit the ground, and a few seconds after that. And I suspect that when the rocket actually blew in half, that's when it cut out the electronics.
My evaluation is from the range safety person. You all saw the kerosene pump out and go on the big bright yellow fireball. Something like 4 minutes after that, the LOX tank apparently leapt off the launcher, shall we say. It probably ruptured or something like that happened, one of its valves burst, and it did a bit of a spin around and has landed adjacent to the launcher. Looking at the video up there, it looks as though the thing certainly did vent. That's how it got there, and it looks as though it's probably ruptured also, which makes it reasonably safe. There are some other hazards at the moment, like 240-volt mains, for instance, if some of the wires were undoubtedly burnt or broken during that performance, so there could be some live wires out there, which is being handled. The high-pressure helium tank appears to be intact, but it's lying on the ground also, and that's a potential hazard, of course. It's a very high-pressure tank, but we will look at that and see whether it looks as though it's been damaged physically or anything like that. Probably within half an hour or so, I'll get an evaluation from my people, and if it's all clear and safe to do so, we'll probably all go up there in a party en masse. What I'll have to stop you doing is wandering around. There'll certainly be no picking up of bits or touching things. It'll all be a fairly controlled little inspection, because even though the RSO declares the place safe, old conservatives like me say you don't take risks in situations like that. Okay, so within half an hour I guess we should have something else to say, and hopefully we can all go up and have a look at what the